Kedvach. We're up to Resh Chav Zayin, Sif Chav Aleph. As I mentioned last week, we just started to learn the Heterim, the exceptions to the rule of Anon. And the first half of the Siman discussed the Isser and the remedy, and the second half of the Siman is going to discuss exceptions to the rule and when Anon does not apply. Last week we discussed the exception of chalipin at the times when you are machlif kelim v'kelim or v'heima, there won't be a din or na. And tonight we're going to discuss Mi'at Hashem a few more heterim. Tonight's topic, the first topic that is going to be on whether t'nai will help. Does it help if, let's say, someone would like to cover himself and not be over any Yisurim? Would it help if he put up a sign in the store right on the bottom of his contract in fine print, I'm saying that I'm selling it to you and I'm a Nashri and Lukalai or no? Even if there is or no, you can't come back to me with a Taino or no, or Mekachtois or whatever, and have it like a disclaimer right on every contract. Will that help him? And we're going to see Mi'at Hashem that alone will not work unless he's more mafarit, as we're going to explain. Let's start the sif, and both for the lokech and the moicha. We're going to see. Let's see how it works, and there might be at times that it might work with a certain variation, and maybe that's a suggestion that one can do, and we'll see. Let's start sif chof alev. Ha'im lecha veira, if someone tells his friend, amanas she'en lecha alay ono, he's masna with him, amanas, that you cannot come back to me with a tainus or no. The halacha is yesh loy olav or no. He still has a din or no. He still has a right to have a no, and a vada then who a din will still be an isa or no if the person did this. But medva memurim, when does these words said bistam in a normal case sheini yodea kama or no yesh boy kadeshim kol, because the nisan, let's say the lokeach was cheated, he's unaware of the amount that he was cheated. And he doesn't really take it seriously. You tell him, I'm not shein l'chol ayino, he doesn't accept that. And he was never moichol. And therefore, there will still be a din or no. Vein zor chloim, and certainly, you don't have to discuss this. I'm not shein boy or no. If he tells you the words, I'm not shein boy or no, instead of saying, I'm not shein l'chol ayino, he says, I'm not shein boy or no, that certainly is going to be or no, that won't help you. Why? Sherei yesh boy, because it does have it. And that's my quick, as we showed him how to explain this. Either it's the regular klal. In order to be masna mashakosa betoy, in order to make a tana, you have to always talk about I'm not shein l'cho alai, I'm not shalot hashmiteni b'shviyas. We acknowledge that there are halachas in the Torah of Anor. We acknowledge there are halachas of, let's say, Shemitah. But I'm making a deal with you, I'm not shein l'cho alai Anor, that you cannot come back to me with the tainus Anor and you're meichel me. But if I say I'm not shein boy Anor, that I don't want, there is no din Anor on this sale, I do not want the Torah to govern this sale, that doesn't work. That's matam mashakos b'toyra and avada that tonight is water. Because the Torah says there is or not. I cannot lend you money and say I'm a nice shame by shviyas. No such thing. I'm going against the Torah. The Torah says that the shviyas is meshamit, the shmit is meshamit every choiv. So I cannot say I'm not shame by shmita. But I could say I'm not shalot hashmiteni b'shmita. I mean, I can make up with you. We acknowledge that there are halachas in the Torah that apply, but I would like you to be meichel and waive them. I'm not shein l'cho alai or no. I would like you to waive your din or no on me, and that would work typically. But I'm not shein boy or no is even worse. I'm not shein boy or no is being master mashakos b'toyah. That's one pshat nevishenim. The other pshat nevishenim is I'm not shein boy or no. It's like a regular tonight. I'm telling you, I'm not shein boy or no. I'm telling you, I'm selling you that at a good price, that there is no no here. And it was obviously a bit of mekak. I made a tanai which doesn't exist. I was masna, and I said, I'm selling you at this price, and this price is a good price. And that's what the mechaber says, shere yesh boy. It wasn't a good price. There is a no, and that's why it'll be a mekak type. Sorry? Correct. Even by pachas mishtus, which would normally be mechila, if I say, I'm not shein boy or no, and I'm being massive to you, and I'm telling you that there is no or no here, then yes, if you're talking that even pachas mishtus will be a bit of mecca, because I lied to you. The whole seal was predicated on this hanukkah, on this assumption that there is a perfect mechiri, there was no or no, and there was or no, that would be a bit of mecca.
According to the pshat, what does the mechaber say for it?
Right? He taka said. The Mechaber even says, "Aim tzorach kolayim." You don't even have to say it. Taka dava poshut. But all right. But getting back to us, we would like to concentrate on when you do a good tanai, when you write amanas shein l'cha layono, and nevertheless the Mechaber says, which is based obviously on the Gemara says lo yoda demachol, the tanai does not work because the lokeach is not meichel. And I'll explain soon what that means. Why the lokeach is not meichel? Ah, you made a good tanai. It's going to be a makleik as we show him. But let's first continue with the Mechaber. Ava b'mefarish. But if he explicitly states the matzav of the onor, I mean, he doesn't just say a blanket, I'm not sure in the chal ayinor. He explains what exactly is going on. Then the Mechaber says that would work, ein lo onor, that will help. Kate said, what is such a case? If the seller tells the buyer, this chavetz which I am going to sell you for 200, I'm aware, I know it's only worth 100, and nevertheless, I'm selling it to for 200. I'm selling it to you with the understanding, with the tanai, that you're not going to come back to me for ono. Then that tanai will work. Why? This is better. He didn't just make it a blank disclaimer. I'm not sure in the call. I know. He told him, "Lahed, I'm overcharging you by $100. I'm selling to you for 200, and it's only worth 100." Now the lokeach sees exactly the whole picture. He sees clearly he's being overcharged by 100, by double the price actually, and he accepted those terms. That will work, and that will be a mechila. And once it works, once you create such a tanai which works, then of course you're not going to be over the isonah as well. Not only that, the chinuch like too of other, there's no tarumis. We once mentioned in the share earlier, you're taking advantage of me. No, I never asked you to go into the sale. I'm telling you clearly, it's only worth 100, and I'm selling it 200. I'm not shenlo kol ayinor. That's mutar l'chachila, and it can't even be any din for tarumis. You accepted those terms, and avada you are meichel. And who are in the inverse case? V'chin lokech she'omer lo meichel. If the buyer tells the seller, chevit zeh shani lokech memcha. This chevetz which I'm buying from you, bekuf, for 100, yodani sheshav bekufkuf, I'm aware that it's really worth 200, and I'm underpaying. I'm only buying it for you with the understanding, with the condition that you're not going to come back to me with anor, then ein lo yalo anor. There will not be a din of anor. So it goes both ways. So basically, Mechaber says that if you just make it clear, if you make a general amanash and lokal layano, it's not going to work. But if you clearly, explicitly state how much the onor was, that will work. And if the machlik is showing them how come a general tanai will not work. Now, we hold the dovish of the moment is tanai kaim. So if I would make a tanai amanash and lokal layano, that should work. Why do I have to explain to you, you know, graphically? You should know I'm overcharging you by $100. Why is that necessary here? And the Gemara says the reason is because lo yoda demachol. The nisana, let's say take the case of the lokeach, was overcharged. He was lo yoda demachol. He was unaware of the onor to fully be meichel, to be meichel fully, to really entertain seriously that there is onor to be meichel. And as Machloek is saying, what does these words mean, lo yoda demachol? The Rambam's pshat is, at least this is the way the Ramban explains the Rambam, and we're going to see it's going to be important, is that the Rambam has a sheet that a person cannot be moichel a dovah she'ain lo kitzva. I can be moichel something that I know the amount I'm being moichel, but to give a general blank mechila, I'm being moichel anything without a fixed amount, without a cap on my mechila, that will not work. You cannot be moichel a dovah she'ain lo kitzva. And here, if you just tell me I'm not shekel kol ayin, no, I have no idea how much I'm being overcharged. I might be overcharged a dollar. I might be overcharged by $100, by $200. I have no idea. And therefore, since there's no cap to it, it blives like a double she'ain lo kitzva. And the mechil, even if I say I am moichel, and I mean to be moichel, and afterwards as I come back and I say I really meant to be moichel, yod ha'teira l'seif daito, then he couldn't have been fully aware, and he couldn't have been moichel b'leiv shalem, because a person cannot be moichel a double she'ain lo kitzva. And therefore, by the ano, if a person just says, I'm not shein l'chol ayinor, that's not going to work. He doesn't know. But if he tells him clearly that it's worth only 100 and I'm selling it to you for 200, then he sees I'm being overcharged $100 and I'm being moichel, then the mechila will take place. That is the Rambam's pshat. Now, we do not pass him like the Rambam. This machloek is the Rishonim. The Rambam is the Shita Siyachar. He created this new klal of a person cannot be moichel dovah she'ain lo kitzva. We do not pass him like that. In fact, the Mechaber, who generally passes like the Rambam, brings down the Rambam's Shita earlier on, in the first chelik, and he taka brings down the other shema, but Rabbi Olav Rishonim, and argue and say a person could be moichel dovah she'ain lo kitzva. So, b'zeh, we need a new pshat here. How come a general tanai, I'm not shein lo kol ayinor, is not going to work? And the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba explains it a little more. The other Rishonim say the following pshat. They say it's a given. Another type of a gzeila. You took advantage of me. You stole money from me. Bederek meka chomemka, but you stole money from me. And the Rashba says a person is not willing. There's no normal person in the world who is willing to be meichel anasei v'tuusai. He's not willing to be taken advantage of and being and to be meichel to allow himself to be stolen from. There's no such thing. A person, unless he's mamish desperate or something, but a normal person will never agree to such terms to allow himself to be taken advantage of and to be stolen from. And therefore, when I go over to the customer, I tell him, by the way, I'm not shein l'kah alayin, no. And he says, sure, no problem. He never took me seriously. I have a right he never took me seriously, because he would never be meichel me if he knew that he was actually being stolen from, being cheated from. He would never accept such terms. And we have an umdina that even though he said yes, al-kochu, the only reason why he said yes is because he thinks that he's not being nizana. He thinks the moichel is trying to cover himself. He's telling me I'm not shein l'kah alayin. No, he's a fruma. He knows that there's a nizana. No, he's trying to cover himself. He gives a general klal, I'm not shein l'kah alayin. No, but I know that there can't be a no. I'm a baki. I'm experienced. And I know that that's what she's telling me for $200. Probably it's worth $200 from the amount I know the market, whatever it is. And therefore, when I accept these terms, I really don't take it seriously, I really don't accept the terms fully. I just say, yeah, of course, I'm not shein l'kah alayin, no, but I believe that I'm not being nisana. And had I really believed that I was being nisana, I would never in a million years be meichel.
Why is a better way to specify? He tells him kuf kuf.
Oh, so there, when he graphically describes what's going on, and he tells him, it's not just a possibility, I'm telling him I'm not shein l'kah alayin, no, maybe there's a no here. Where the seller says clearly, you should know, I know definitely I'm cheating you. So now it's in the guy's face. He sees that the seller is adamant that he's cheating him.
It is makabla. So what happens to the umdina?
No, there, the umdina is only minastam. When a person just said, I'm not shein l'kah alayin, no, al-kok we have umdina that it was never moichel. And the only reason why the seller told it is because the seller is trying to cover himself. Not that the seller believes there's a no. No, we have no right that there's a no. The seller himself doesn't believe that there's a no. He's just trying to cover himself in the event that there will be a no. But he doesn't really believe there's a no. We have no proof there's a no. So therefore, when I say, yes, yeah, sure, yes, why not? Because the chances of the no are so nil, because I know the mekach as well. But when the seller is clear and adamant, he says, you should know, I am definitely cheating you. And it's only worth 100. Now it's in the lokeach's face. He sees that the moicha is saying the briers, that he's overcharging him. So then if he accepts the terms, obviously he was moicha. Obviously, he's from the Miet, from this Miet, which is Loish Chiyak, that would accept such terms, but he had to accept the terms. The Meicha graphically described the way he's cheating the Lokeach, and he accepted anyway, so then the Mechila will work. But Stam and the Zeltarain to say, to cover yourself in the event there's a no, and there's no reason to entertain there's a no, that will not work, because a person is Loyad the Mecha, he doesn't take him seriously.
What
no, that you don't need a netanai. If he overcharges him so much, we discussed this before, if he overcharges him, he charges him like, okay, it's $100 for a bottle of milk, everyone knows that's not the price, that's clearly a mechila. That you don't even have to say I'm not shein l'kah alayin, it's automatically built in. It's b'chadeshin adas toya. We're talking about the normal case. A person overcharged the person, depending on the item, up to double, whatever it is, and he was taking advantage of it. But the seller says, I'm not shein l'kah alayin, no, that is not going to work. Unless he tells him b'briyas, you should know I am overcharging you.
The same thing we have by Mumin, by Mekas Torah.
Well, actually, if you look in by Mumin, the Rambam over there, by Mumin says, K'moy ha-mefash b'ano. The whole halacha by Mumin is learnt out from Ano. But let's just cause it. So we have two pshatim why lo yada demachol, why this person is lo yada demachol and the stamma tonight doesn't work. Either it's because he's eno demachol davachin lo kitzvah, like the Rambam, or it's because a person is lo yada demachol because he never took the seller seriously, because a person bin astam will never be meichel anasei v'tuusai. Those are the two pshatim. Now I'll show you a clear nafkamina, two nafkaminas between these two pshatim. What happens is, I don't tell you the exact amount I'm overcharging, but I tell you, you should know, I'm selling to you for $200, and I am cheating you, I am robbing you, I'm big time, I'm taking advantage of you. I don't know exactly how much, but I'm telling you for sure, I'm overcharging you, yesim ishtas. I didn't tell you how much. Will that work? Well, if you learn like the Rama, and not the Michael Davachin Lakitzva, it's Vita Davachin Lakitzva. The Lokeach doesn't know how much he's being taken advantage, how much he's being cheated. So therefore, the Mechila will not work. He knows that, yes, sure, the seller told him, yes, and then Shtus, but it could be, on $200 item, a Shtus could be, $40, or it can be $100, or it can be $150. I have no idea. And therefore, the mechila does not work. You learn like the Rashba, that the reason why a person is not moichel is because he doesn't take him seriously. If the seller is adamant, you should know, I'm definitely overcharging you, and I'm overcharging him big time, and I'm not from the kol I know, then he accepted the terms, and it will be a mechila, even though he doesn't describe to the lokeach, or he's unaware himself of exactly how much. But I told you, I'm a national kolayin, no, and you have to be merkel the dinim of the Torah for me. It means you're not going to come back to me on a din yaisa mishtos. So now in the Velderayin, it could be anything. Let me get back to you, Lagavi, a case. There is a case in Nafkamina, but at least minastam. If I just say, I'm a national kolayin, oh no, even yaisa mishtos, so that's it, it's all over. You accepted anything yaisa mishtos, whether it's $40, $100, $150. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is the inverse case. What happened, we just talked about a case where the meichel was a bari, but he didn't tell him the exact amount. What happens the other way? He puts a cap to it, but he's not a bari. And the seller would tell him, look, I don't know if there's a no or not, but I'm not sure look alai no up to half the price. I'm not sure look alai no of $100. I'm selling to you for $200, but up to $100 worth of a no, don't come back to me. I'm not saying there is enough, but I'm telling you, up to $100, don't come back to me. So if you learn like the Rambam, that it's a mechila davashin lekitzah, here where the person put a cap to it, he said up to $100, then the mechila will work. However, if you learn like the Rashba, that minastam, a person is not mechila anas of yitusoy, and the seller never said, he never claimed that there was definitely anah here, then vaita lo yada the mechila. He never took the seller seriously, and therefore the mechila will not work, and he has a right to taina anah.
It has to be that
you know the proper price. Let's say
the
lekeach
is saying, I don't think it's worth more than 150. See, he's masking
for 100,
instead of 50
dollars. So there's a double chance in the kids, right?
And he thinks it's worth 100. It turns out afterwards it's worth 110.
Even more, you mean?
Either way.
But I mean, less of a no that he thought he was being wrong. Because he accepted $50 worth of a no, and he was only nisana $40. So later on, I mean, zikha going to work, and later Rashba, if the lekeach himself entertains it seriously, if you have a right that the lekeach seriously knows that there's a no here, then it'll be fine. If you just minastam, you say, I don't know your case. You said minastam, or
but they're arguing. They're negotiating. So that's what he ends up.
They're negotiating. The lekeach says it's only worth 100. I only want to pay 100. And sometimes he just says that that's, you know, a line you throw. I want to pay low, and you want to charge high. That itself is not going to work, because that's what Rishonim explicitly say this for. But everyone knows that the Melech is trying to get as much as he can, and look, hey, try to bargain on the price. But they don't know. There's no definite
anoya.
He said,
I'm not sure if I'm selling 150.
I'm asking if the seller would say, I'm asking it's only worth 100, I'm selling for 150, that would be fine. If he said, I'm asking it's only worth 100, it means I'm telling you, yes, it's only worth 100, I'm selling it for 150, that would be fine. All right, these are the two pshatim. And the problem really is the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber quotes over the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, what was the case of Mefarish? Case said, Merkel Shomer Lelokeh, Chepet Zesh, Ani Neukon Lekov, Bekuf Kuf, Yodea Ani Sheinu Shove, Elameya. Bishlam, you learn like the Rambam, that it's a Dabashin Lekitzah. So yes, to qualify for Mefarish, for proper Pirish, you have to put a cap, Sheinu Shove, Elameya. However, if you learn like the other Rishonim, all he had to say is Yodea Ani Sheyesh Bayono, or Sheyesh Bayono Yesh Mishtos, let's say, but he need not say Sheinu Shove Elameya. Why did Mechaber have to say Sheinu Shove Elameya, which is really the Lashon HaRambam? The Rambam is Lishitose, but the Mechaber, who doesn't pass him like the Rambam, all over Lagabi Mechodov Sheinu Ketzah, why is he bringing down the Shita of Rambam here? And it's obviously that the Mechaber understood a new pshat in the Rambam, and he didn't learn the Rambam on the Rambam's regular Lishitose of Mechodov Sheinu Ketzah. He obviously learned that the Rambam holds that unless you graphically describe what's going on, then the person is loyal to the Mokam. It's even more than the Rashba. The Rashba says, I don't take you seriously because you were Mesopic yourself. But if had you said, you're Dani Sheesh Bayono, I accept and I'm Moichel. And the Rambam, or at least the Mechaber's Rambam, seemingly says, I don't accept it until you graphically describe that yes, there's a no, and not only is there's a no, $100, and I know it's only worth 100, then I accept it, and that would be a Mechila. But like I said, the Ramban himself, the Ramban, learns up in the Rambam, not like the Mechaber. He learns that the Rambam was a Lishitas, and we don't pass him like the Rambam. And La Halacha, even though it's hard to go against the Mechaber, but I would say Rav Rishonim and many, many Achronim learn not like the Mechaber, and it suffices just to say, Yodei Ani Sheyesh Bayono, and that would be enough. Now, you could have a case, which maybe what is what you touched on before. What happens if you have a case, I tell you, which is a Tshuva Tzur Advaz, I tell you, I'm selling it to you, I'm an ass, that is a no shtus. And it comes out that you nisana yaisa mishtos. Will that work? Do we say, Lamarshal, let's say I have a case, I have an item worth 7, or actually the item is worth, we don't know, but I'm selling it for 7, and I tell you, I'm a nas, that you don't come back to me for a no of a shtos. I mean, seemingly I'm describing to you that it's only worth 6. And it came out it's worth 5.5, or it's 5.75, whatever it is. But now, the discrepancy, the difference between 7 and 5.75 is yesim mishtos, what would be the halacha then? And the Radvaz says that since he only accepted a mechila of a shtus, anything past that, he never accepted such terms. It already reached a new dagger. Yesim mishtus is a whole different ball game than shtus. Shtus is mecha claim maksa or no. Yesim mishtus is bottom mecha. For such a grave mistake, for such a grave cheating, I never was masking. I never masked him that you should overcharge me so much into the level of Yesim Mishtos, and it will not work, even though I accepted Shtos. And the difference between Shtos and Yesim Mishtos could have been a mashu, which the Chayish should have been negligible. No. Once it hit Yesim Mishtos, I never accepted that, and I will have a din of Betul Mekach.
Why
is Betul Mekach not? Why is Shtos to use Mavka? Okay. So Rekiv Ege and Gali Mesech, all that discuss this problem, but not here. Here it's easier. Here it's Bechayra. I told you shtut. It means I'm being moich with you a certain category of ono, a certain class. Yesh mishtos, I never was willing to be moich. The advice is medame to halacha every shtut. There's a din to be maksa no, it's not a mechila. Why I pachas mishtos is a mechila. So the difference between pachas mishtos and the shtut is only a mashu. So the advice is pachas mishtos is one category, and that I'm willing to entertain. I'm willing to be moich. Once I hit shtut, for that I'm not willing to be moich even a mashu, and then it's a maksa ono. So too, this guy who went a step past that and said, okay, shtus I'm willing to accept, but yesh mishtus I'm not willing to accept whatsoever. Now it's a full yesh mishtus, and that will be a betul mekach. That's a redvat. But you have a case, Riki Vega discussed, what happens if I have a case, an item, which I tell you is only worth 100, and I sell to you for 200, and it was only worth 99. That was Riki Vega's case. And Riki Vega entertains this shayla. Do we say, look, I was willing to already be mekach yesh mishtus. Not only that, I was willing to be mekach keflayim, from 200 to 100. So do we say that's like a given? This $100 is a matana between me and you, and now the discrepancy is only $1 over 100. 100 to 99 is nothing. It's pachas mishtos, it's a mechila. Or do we say no, kidega blayt is a suffix, or do we say no, that $100 are willing to be mechila, but the 101 is that's the straw which broke the camel's back. For that I would not be mechila even a mashu, and now you cheated me 101 on a $99 chavis, and that's a bit omeka. I mean, kidega is mesotic. But the Radvaz's case is much easier. The Radvaz is that shtus, that category, I was willing to be meichel. Yes, mishtus, I wasn't willing to be meichel. So basically, when it comes out of this sif, it becomes difficult, very difficult, to use this heter, because unless you want to graphically describe to the lokeach that you're overcharging him, like the Mechabes Rami, you have to even say how much. But even like the Rashba, you have to say, Yodani, Sheyesh, Bayano, I'm definitely overcharging you. Anything short of that will not be a proper tonight. And not only that, should be moisev, that the mechaba goes even a step further. And the shenem amavu like that as well. It wasn't enough to say, moich hashem alokei, chayfet zeh shani noisen l'cha b'kof kof, yadei ani shenu shavel ameya, and he sells it to him for 200, chayfet that should be enough. I told you everything. It's only worth 100, I'm selling it to you for 200. Bingo, that should be clear. No, the mechaba like too, and I have to also say, I'm a nashen l'cha alai ono, ni moich alokei. I have to build it, put in, insert a tnai, amanashin l'kar alay ono. And anything short of that, if I don't add those words, mishenim amavua, that it will not help as well. Because even though you tell me that it's worth 100 and you're selling it to me for 200, yes, I think in my mind, that's what he thinks. And I don't think so. And I'm not meshubit to his makshava. I'm not meshubit to his opinion. When he tells me, amanashin l'kar alay ono, and then he's pinning me down, he's saying, you should know, if you go into here, you should know, it's only with these terms, amanashin l'kar alay ono, then he's asking me to accept and to be moichel the ano. But if he doesn't push me, and he doesn't say, I'm not sure l'chol ano, he doesn't push me against the wall and say, you have to accept these terms that you can't come back to me for ano, that won't work. I can say, you thought it was ano, I didn't think so. And I would still be able to come back to you. So it comes out very, very difficult to accomplish anything here. If you want, no normal store is going to use this heta and put up a sign and say on every item, you know, normally you have list price $2, I'm selling to you for $1.39. Here's going to be forget. List price is $1.39, I'm selling to you for $2. No, and like too, I'm not sure l'chol alayin. No. No one is going to do that, so therefore this heta l'chayra is very rare to come by. However, there is one case which the Achronim discuss. It's a shaila in the Achronim, but many Achronim hold it works, and that might work. And this, I suggest, you might. This is a good suggestion, and that is, there is a concept by Esmach and other cases of Agav Duboy LeMikni Goma Makni. If I stand to gain something, normally, let's say Asmachta doesn't work. There's no Gemir Sassan Asmachta, there's no Gemir Sassan, many in Yonim. But if I'll structure the deal as a bet, as a gamble, that means, look, I won't come back to you for a no, you don't come back to me for a no. So I stand to gain that I have the right, quote unquote, the right to overcharge you, and you stand to gain that you have the right to underpay me. And now it's a battle of wills, who could negotiate better. But we both stand to gain, so Agav Deboy LeMikni, since I stand to gain, even though normally I'm not Moicham, even normally I cannot have the Shia Gemir Sas which is necessary, but here, since I stand to gain, Gomer Makni, I'm willing to be Moicham you and allow you to cheat me, because I want you to allow me to cheat you. Since there's a structured deal here that I could cheat you and then you could cheat me, that will work. Like many achrenim. And therefore, a person, if he would like to get away from Anoa, this is what he could do. He could put up a sign in the store that we acknowledge Avada and Alpitoya de Tilchus Anoa, but we're making this deal that Menashe and Lachal Ainoa Zeloze. You won't have Anoa to me and I won't have Anoa to you. And like Kama Vekama Achrenim, that will work. And once it works not only Legabi the din of the remedy of the Mekatois, but also will work Lagabi the Issa. So this is a fairly safe way to do it. Now, it's not Muskim. There are people who argue with this and say it doesn't work, and they try to bring Rayis from Rishenim, but Pashtis, it will work. And I'll explain to you the Svara why. If you learn like the Rambam, that it's a Mekhel Davshin Lakitza, it becomes more difficult. But if you learn like the Rashba, that the Svara is that really, I could be Mekhel Yonah, you can make a Tanayi Davashi B'mam, what's the problem? The problem is that I don't take you seriously. Lo yada de Mekhel. I know the Mekhel Allah Nasa V'dusai. But if you give me this deal that I can cheat you, and I could take advantage of you, so I don't mind being Mekhel Allah Nasa V'dusai. I'm not being Rook, forget, we're going to the deal that it's that I could cheat you as much as you could cheat me. So Mekhel, I stand to gain in the deal, so a normal person will entertain such a deal. A normal person will be Mekhel Allah Nasa on the Tzatzok of the Zanah, since he could be Ma'ana, the other person as well.
Well, first of all, you buy something. He always thinks he's getting better
and the deal. Not always, but good, so that's fine.
Things like
what it's really a life in London, still.
That goes
to the flea market. It's true. One second. It's true that the end you accomplish. I mean, it's true that a person doesn't believe he's being overcharged or he's being underpaid. That's true, but that is not enough to take care of to shelve this tonight. If I make a tonight with you and you accept it, then the tonight is a tonight. In other words, it's the umdino which gives it the koyach. The umdino says that al-kokh you never accepted the tonight, because the person wouldn't be merkel al-anosa, and therefore al-kokh we have to retouch. The reason why I accepted the tonight is because he didn't believe he was being netana. But if I don't have that umdino, if I pull out the yisoid of this halacha, I strip him from his umdino, because a person will entertain such a mechila. Why? Because he stands to gain by cheating the other person. Then you could say, maybe it's like you, Taka, maybe because he didn't think he was being overcharged. Or maybe, no, since the guy made a tanai, he was willing to be mechil even on the tzatzofik, even on the remote chance, even if it's a 10% chance that he's being overcharged, he's willing to be mechil. Why? Because he also has the same 10% chance that he's underpaying. And therefore, it's a fair deal. And he was Moichel.
It's a regular
hookah tonight.
Why do you have to do it both ways?
No, if I only do it one way, then it's the Leyada
de
Mocha.
Why do you have to say, if you have tonight, we go to Bnei
Reuven? Oh, Bnei Gadol, Bnei Reuven. Okay, so they are. So let's not have regular hookahs. It's not partial by Mom. Is it the tonight, Bnei Gadol, Bnei Reuven? And we pass in Gerada. The minig is that we only need tonight, Bnei Gadol, Bnei Reuven, as he says from the. I think it's a Teres Tzvi. The Nesivis says that it's only by Karaka that we need Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven, but by Metaltan you don't need that. And there are other reasons why you might not need a normal Hukas Tanai in here. But alright, it's a good point, but by Loch, it would be fine without it.
People haggle over price. When they haggle over it, is that what they're assuming, that each one is both of the other one?
No, if you're a normal negotiation and I'm trying to get the best price and it's back and forth, finally, whatever we agree upon, I only agreed upon it at the end because I think that that's the price. And you only agreed upon it at the end because you think that that's the price. And therefore, there's no built-in mechila.
Well, there's no mechila and therefore now what has to be established the market price.
Right, and therefore there will be Hilchos Hanoah. So if the guy thinks he's, again, we always fall back to this, the guy is not aware that he's taking advantage of the other person, so that will save him from the Issa, like Rav Paiskim. However, the Gabi that didn't bet to Mecca because there's a no, he won't be speared. He'll still have those halakas. However, if he makes it tonight, Lahedi, I'm not sure, Makalai and no, Zela Zeh, will make a deal with the master Zela Zeh, that will work and that will accomplish everything. Side the Issa, side the, and not only that, it will accomplish the Issa even if he thinks he is overcharging. I mean, let's say I think I'm taking, I got the better of the deal. I think I know the business better and I think I'm overcharging you. And normally I wouldn't be able to do that, but since I made up with you, you can't have a no to me if I don't have a no to you. That's fine. That would work. Like many Achronim.
Regarding the valuation, a price in a free market may be much different than the price in the store. So
correct. Correct. Every again, kafir market, kafir zman, according to the product, that's true. But in the normal, something this would be a perhaps a heter for what people could do.
If you sell, this what we did before. If you sell something for $400, you say, "Hey, store."
Well, depending on the item. Some items a person could make a mistake by double. Some items not. In general rule, they try to say that double is like the max. We're going to see many cases.
I told him, I'm not saying the price, I'm allowed to know. He messed it up.
No. He's talking about an item that from 200 to 100, a person will make a mistake. You're right. If you have from 200 to 100, it's b'kdei shena das toya, then like I said before, that would be automatic mechila even without the time. And if you have the time, you're not making it worse. Not kol ma'isakarei. No, here we're talking about a normal, an item which requires a degree of shuma, which from a person could make a mistake between 200 and 100.
How is this different from the safek b'kulia?
Okay, so but mezakeh b'kuvya grada, it's makleik as he's showing. It's really not for now, but grada the Rebbeinu Tam holds that mezakeh b'kuvya, if they both stand to gain, it's taka going to be a mechila and there's no problem of a smachta.
This guy is always want to gamble.
Correct, and that's what Rebbeinu Tam says, and that's why there won't be a problem of a smachta, because there is a mechila because of this far that I'm saying. Because agav the boy lamikni gomer makni. Rebbeinu Tam's not muskim. I'm trying to argue with him. But in a Kanam, that is where they're coming from. That type of Isfar of Rabbeinu Tam, that's what they're trying to apply over here. In a Kanami. Here could be better. It could be a little better here. Alright, let's move on to Sif Chav Beis. Now the Mechab is going to continue and qualify this halakha that even when you mafaj, not always does it work. Hamega Khefit Lakhavera Bamana, if he sells it for $100, Vamaloi, Khefit Zainu Shava Elazuz. Okay, he was taught that just a stam is not good enough. I have to graphically describe what's going on. So I take the extreme. This kavet is only worth $1. So now I put a kitzvah to it. I did everything. I mean, less than a dollar, it's more, you know, for sure not worth it. Zikr worth at least a dollar. So I covered myself. So makaba, it's not going to work. That is too much. Why? Shari Omer, you went so far, you went down to a dollar, and let's say the chayv is worth $20 or $50. I see that he's joking with me. He tells me it's only worth a dollar. He's not for real. He's trying to either cover himself from a no, others say lashbiach daiti. It means he's trying to tell me that even if it was only worth a dollar, still you should buy the chayv for $100 because it's worth it to you, whatever it is. But he's really not for real. If he tells me an item and he tells me, look, it's worth 100 and I'm selling to you for 200, I'm not sure, and it's taka worth around 100, that's fine. I accepted the terms. He's for real. He's telling me it's 100. I understand. And I'm moicha. But if he stam jokes around, he says, oh, it's only worth a dollar. I know he's kidding. I never took him seriously. Ad, when will it work? Only ad, sheyefarish kadeho anor sheyesh b'mekkoi b'vada, until he explains to me the exact price it's truly worth. Oy karvlo, or near it, b'chdei shadas toya, that someone could make a mistake and taka think it's worth around $100. Shoyod b'vada adava shemokhla. Because then, in that case, and he accepts it, he knows that he's being nesana, and he's truly moichel. But when he tells me it's only worth a dollar, and I see clearly it's worth at least $100, or at least $50, I know stam, he's joking around with me, he's trying to cover himself. That's not going to work. It blies like as if he never told me it's only worth a dollar, and his blies goes falls back to a general rule, of I'm not sure Kalai no, which the Mechabes and Sifchat Aleph does not work. All right. Any questions? Okay, let's move on then. Sifchat Gimel. So that's the end of this heter. This heter was you make a tnai, and as we said, it's pretty difficult to be mekayim this heter, unless, with the exception, unless you make the tnai both ways, then perhaps it will work. That that he can get it for hundreds, I don't know. We described that it has to be what the fair market value is. So you have to establish, just because one store is selling for 100 doesn't mean that that's the determined price. You'll have to determine a price based on the number of stores in town. You'll have to take three stores which sell that suit, and let's say one's for 100 and one's for 150, one's for 200, then you can establish that it's the median price. At that middle price, you can establish that the price is 150. And then if he charges taka 200, then he overcharges you by more than the shtus. And that would be a bit of makak. But just because you can find someone who sells it cheaper, that's not enough.
In a case of, say, somebody who's selling a basement business, and so the person wants to go and buy it, which has the shabbies according to the maker of a tremendous amount, according to the market, yes, whatever I'm going to pay you. This is what it's worth. It's worth me your stock, your inventory, and that's it. So, in such a case, where there's no fair market value, there's no...
Why can't we assess the price of him? I mean, there are people come in and assess businesses.
They don't assess...
Based on the customer, you know, how much traffic coming to the store, you'll have to get mumchim. Yeah, there you can't. See, normally you need mumchim. Just we have a shortcut since we mass produce items today, so we have a shortcut. Forget about the mumchim, just look at all the stores that sell it. And that is in place of a mumchim. What you're describing, when you're selling a store, there is no other such store. You can't get a price to that, so then you need mumchim to come down. And there are mumchim who says how much one should buy a business for.
And if I just say, but I'd have to know that before I tell the person, listen, that's all I'm paying you is for your stock.
Well, that might, just to tell you, I might underpay you, and I'm not saying, look, I know it's not going to work, right? It's not going to work. You'll have to say, I know that it's worth $200,000, and I'm only paying you $150,000. I'm not saying, look, all I know. Or at least like the Rashba, maybe you can get away just saying Yodani that it's on Yaisim Nishtos. I'm not sure, I know, but you have to know that you're cheating him by more than Nishtos for that Mechila, for that to not work. Right, otherwise it won't work. You might have the next Heter, and you could have maybe another Heter, could be has a din of Kaki. He's only buying the inventory, he's buying the whole business. Okay, so now let's hold off. That might go into Chazakas, which we'll see later on in Chav Tes. And you also might have this next halach in Chav Gimel. Let's see it. Okay, Zokta Makab Siv Chav Gimel. Bala Bayis, Hamocha Es Kli Tashmishai. A Bala Bayis who sells his personal item that he used, his beater, his computer, the Ines Alokeach, and he overcharges the Alokeach, Ein Boy Dinono. There's no Dinono. There's another Heter. Bala Bayis doesn't have to be a Bala Bayis. It could be a normal Tagger as well, provided that what he's selling is an item that he used personally. It wasn't Eimed L'Mechir. It's not something that he sells in his store. It's a private item that he owns. He has an attachment to the Chafetz, and he generally does not sell a Chafetz unless you'll pay him, unless you convince him to sell the Chafetz, unless you make it his worthwhile, unless you overpay him. And that's what the Machabe says. Bala Bayis Amerchas Kli Tashmisha V'inez HaLakech Ein Boy Dino No Why Here Beloy Bedonim, had you not overpaid him for it, L'Hoy Yomoycha Kli Tashmisha, he would not have sold his Kalim.
He doesn't advertise it for sale. That's if you go and ask him for it, to buy it.
No, even if he advertises it for sale, but it's not something... Right. Even if he advertises it, but it's not something... It's not a good at Lamarshal. If you would sell ties, that's not your tie. You're wearing a tie and you would like to sell that tie. So even though you might be a Moich and you sell food, but you don't sell ties, this tie, the reason why you're selling it is because you're desperate, you have to raise capital, whatever it is, this tie, you have an attachment to it because it's yours and you used it. So therefore, you're not going to sell your tie unless someone overpays you for it. And then, it's like it's as if, this is how the Rishonim say it, it's Makwek's Rishonim, but the way we sort of go with is Rishonim say it's as if you were Masna, even though you weren't Masna. I know when I'm walking into a guy and he's selling me his personal item, I know he's taking advantage of me, because otherwise he would not sell it to me. So it's as if he told me, I'm a Nashi and Lokalai and all, you're there, Nishi Yeshba, it's as if.
Why don't I assume
the
opposite?
No.
The guy's selling it at home, the only thing I'm going to pay is less than it's worth.
Yeah, well.
Liquidate. He wants out.
It's not liquidating his goods. It's his own, like it's a garage sale or something. Well, I don't know. The Mechaba continues. I don't know if that's considered Machmas Deikach, but the Mechaba says, V'afilu Mocha Machmas Deikach Ein Bo Yono. And we don't say, well, since he's desperate, he has to liquidate, probably he's giving Faket a good price. No, we say Faket. Every seller would never sell unless he's Deikach. And nevertheless, he overcharges. He has an attachment. It's his Baba's ring or something. And he has an attachment to it. He'll never sell it for the going rate. He'll have to sell it for a higher price. And therefore, even though he did not say anything, it's built in, Yodea Ani Sheyesh Bo Yono, V'amana Shein Locha Alay Ono.
So does it go to the reverse also? When you negotiated a garage sale.
Right.
They ask for $10,
they offer $5.
Does it go that way too, or does it only work
with Gabi Demoika? Well, the Mechaba only says that by the Moika. There is a Machlekes Rishonim. Could we stretch this halacha to the inverse case, which maybe that's what you mean, where the Balabais is on the buying end, he's buying it for personal use, to use, and maybe he's willing to pay more, because the shovel, if I really need it, I'd pay you more. And then the other Rishonim also say, what about the case of where the Balabais was Nisana, which maybe that's what you mean as well, where the Balabais ended up selling it for less. Means that, do we say also that clay Balabais are Mufka from Dine, from the Parsha Vano? And the way we paskin is Parshas like the Rishonim would say that it's only this case when the Balabais is the seller and he's being Nisana. Because it's all predicated on this Svara that we know Balabais is overcharging and it's a built in Amnashim Lachol Ayono. If the Balabais gets ripped off, no one ever entertained that he'd be ripped off. And if the Balabais on the buying end, no one ever entertained that he's going to pay more for it. It's only when the Balabais is selling it, we know that he's obviously selling it at a premium. He's selling it higher than the market, and it's built in. I'm not sure. No, you can bargain if you get it back down to the regular price.
No, then you have to know the exact value.
Right, but you should, or again, Lagabi the Issa, as long as you think you're paying fair price for it, you're fine. Once you believe that you're taka underpaying, then you have the problem.
All these things are so much. No one is going buying used things. The only reason we buy used things is because you get them cheaper.
I get them cheaper, but it still might be more lamashal. A used computer, right? You have guys putting up signs and selling the used computer for $300. You think it's a steal because the lowest computer on the market is, let's say, $600. In the meantime, the computers on the market now are Pentium 4s. He's selling you, let's say, a Pentium 2. If you go ask people who are mumchim in the used computer business, they'll tell you a Pentium 2 is only worth $100 or $200. But you know he has an attachment to the computer. He paid 5 years ago for this computer over $3,000. Less than $300 he's looking at selling it for. And Lamaise is he took advantage of you. But that's fine because you know when you're going into a guy, a Balabais, it's a definite both. It's definite he's overcharging you and it's built in. I'm not sure Lokalaya no. And Lechaira, this could only work Lechaira like the Rashba. And Rashba says as long as you know you're being Nisana, it's Yodea Ani Sheish Bayano, that will work. If you learn like the Rambam, it's a Dovashin Lakitza, Vaita Lukhaish, you have the problem of a Dovashin Lakitza, and this should not work. So,
it should be a problem. The guy wants to know it's worth 10, and I'm buying it for 5.
Because he knows it's worth 10, he's trying to get from you 10, but maybe it's only worth 5. Once you that's what he was mentioning before. You negotiate back and forth.
It is 10, but the guy says, I'm not going to buy it if you're going to charge more than 5. He's asking to sell it for 5.
So you'd have to tell him, I know that it's worth 10, I'm only paying you 5, not going to call I
know.
You see even over there, how does he know it's worth 10? Maybe he thinks it might be worth 5, but he was trying to get from you 10. How does he know if it's a dover, shame b'minishina, and it's a standard shire, and everyone knows it's worth 10, and he tells you for 5, okay. That's like what they expectation that that's clear. But anything short of that, how do you know that that's his kavana? Maybe he was trying to get the best price. We all negotiate. We try to get the best price, but he didn't get the best price. But he thinks that taka maybe it's worth 5. And then he comes home and he's eating himself up. Oh, it was taka worth 10, and he was underpaid. No, that won't help you. Correct, but according to the Rashba, I'm only bringing in the Rashba that it works, that even though I don't know the exact amount that you're overcharging me, as long as I know that it's a definite overcharging me, then I'm Moicha. But you don't have it the other way when the Balabais was Nisana, because you don't know that the Moicha Balabais is going to be Nisana Faket. The Umdana is that every Moicha Balabais overcharges because he won't part with his item unless you pay him more.
Okay.
Even that's a chiddush. Even Malchus Toikek, even when he's trying to liquidate his items, even when a guy wants to sell his computer because he bought a new computer, he still overcharges you for his computer. That's how it is. A person is attached to his item. Sif test you're talking about. No, yes, if you'll have Bechdeshin Adas Toya, if you have Bechdeshin Adas Toya, then that will be a Mechila, an Echanami. But we're talking about Minastam, a Balabais who has his personal item will not release, will not part with his item unless you overpay him. And not only that, even the Tosef Rosh Lake too, even if the Lekeach is an Amoritz, and he doesn't know this halacha, and he doesn't know that when he's buying from Bala Bais, he's being taken advantage of and he's being Michael, still it's Loi Plug. If someone buys from Bala Bais and he knows that he's buying a personal item of the sellers, there's a built-in Mechila and there's no Dino No. And there's a Machlek as we train him if this works for the Lav as well. Could be this only works for a Mechila on the remedy, on the Bittul Mekach, on the Chazar Sanah. If you learn, like the Rishayim that goes with the Svara of Amanashi and L'Cholayim, it's like a built-in Tanai, L'Chor, that should work for the Lav as well. If I will make up a good Tanai before, and I tell you it's only worth 100, and I'm selling it for 200, Amanashi and L'Cholayim, I thought that works even for the Lav. Obviously, those Rishayim will learn that you still have the Lav by a Baal HaBayis, obviously they're going to learn that there's a different time here. Some suggest it's maybe Medik and Ramban al-Khumish that it's because it says in the pasuk Chisimku Mimkar Lamisachar, it has to be Dover, which is Oymed Lemechir, has to be a Mimkar, something which is for personal use, and he's selling it to you, which is generally not Oymed Lemechir, that wasn't in the Pasha of Chazar Sanah. You still have the Lav, it was Mashman Ramban, but it's Mufka, it's a meat in the pasuk, just like we'll have other cases like Karka later on, which we're going to see, still has the Lav, even, like the Ramban, even though it's Mismaid from the Din Chazar Sanah. The pashas we're going to learn here that it's midin or mechil, it's midin a tanai. And the Mechaber continues, v'yesh mishoim edadavka shalakech yodeh shezeh amrecha balabais. But this whole thing, to understand this tonight, to understand and appreciate this built-in tonight, could only be if the lakech is aware of that the seller is a balabais. He might not be aware that the seller is overcharging him, he might not be aware of this halach and hilchos hanah, but he is aware that he's being overcharged. That he's a balabais. And once he knows he's a balabais, and then it's a built-in mechila. Avam lo yada, if he doesn't know he's a balabais, selling his personal item. Oy shekona idei sirsa, which is a machlekes, what this means. Smart says it means shekona idei sirsa means that it wasn't sold by the seller. It was, let's say, given to someone for consignment to sell. So no one knows that it was a personal item of somebody's. So the lekeach never thought it's coming from a balabais. He thinks it's coming from this broker. So then there's no built-in tanai. Then yesh bayono. The Taz learns that it's talking about where the buyer bought Aydei Shliach. That means even though the buyer himself knew that it's a personal item of the Balabais, but since he sent the Shliach, and the Shliach was unaware, and the Shliach was the one who structured the deal, so there's never built in Mechila, because the Shliach was the one who created the deal. But basically, it is, as long as you know that he was a Balabais selling a personal item. So even though you, the Mishalech, the Lokeach, knew, but since the one who was constructing the deal was the Shliach, and he was never Michael, he's the one who's creating the deal and buying it on your behalf, and he never entertained that this Michael was a Balabais, that it was his personal item, then it's as if he structured the deal between him and the Michael without this built-in Tanai, and it will not be a Mechila, and there will be a Din or Na. The Shliach.
The Shliach has to do the
Mechila,
not the
Lokeach? Correct. The Shliach has to do it. And since the Shliach was unaware, this is a Taz shot, since the Shliach was unaware that he's a Balabais, that the seller is a Balabais, then he didn't accept the Tanai in the terms. It's as if he made the deal with the... Look, if he can make the deal however he wants...
No,
it helps him out. It helps out the Lokeach.
When you are sending the Shliach...
When who sent the Shliach?
But the Lokeach isn't.
There, in that case, the katakatana le'tikunish adatir, unless he sends him bein le'tik and bein la'aves. So in the Chanami, the Tatzaka says, this is the case. He sent him bein le'tik and bein la'aves, so they have the normal pashas of ano. You can't just say le'tikunish adatir v'lo la'avosi. Means, normally when you send the shliach, which we're going to see later on, even poch mishtas is a bit of megag, because you're mevatel le'shlikas, because le'tikunish adatir. Here it's talking about you sent him bein le'tik and bein la'aves, I allow you to do as you wish, even if you make a mistake. And the shliach went and he purchased the item. But since the shliach was unaware that the seller was a balabais, he never structured the deal, right? What's the svar? The svar is that there's a built-in tanai. He never had that built-in tanai because he never entertained that the melech was a balabais. Since he didn't have the built-in tanai, even though the mishaleach knew that's not going to be enough, and there will still be a din or not. Let's just do one more sif because that explains this sif, and then I'll take questions. How do make a kli tashmisha v'ineh alakek? That a meicher who sells his personal items v'ineh alakek ain lo din or not? Hani mili b'shtus. That's only up to a shtus. It means up to a shtus, we assume that the person is hiking up, jacking up the price. But if he sells me something, a personal item, but he takes advantage even more than the shtos, he's like any other person, and I will have a parsha of ono. The Yesh Kolkim and others argued and said, no, that this heta of a balabais is even Yesh Mishtos, no matter what, is this heta, and there won't be a din or no. And since it's a machloikis, it's a sfeika de dina, and therefore you can tana kimli, and can be meisim yana moksik. So therefore, if a person overcharges you even more than the shtos, he will, and he's a balabais, you will not be able to come back to him with a tain of anah if you already paid him. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that since it's a suffix and you don't want to be over the issa, if you learn that normally a balabais will take care of an issa, but this is a suffix of the din, it's a suffix daraisa, he says here it won't help you to take care of this, and you're going to have to be mafarish or do something, but this is not going to work to take care of this. You shouldn't get yourself into this suffix because you're entering into a suffix daraisa. And on a side note, I should mention.
So, if you say by shtus and mochel, one thing was a little
more yoyser. Then it's a, like that first sheet, though. Because it blives like that advice I'd mentioned before, that when you tell a person, you make a deal, a proper deal, that I'm going to be mochel shtus and you're going to be mochel shtus, and let's say it's a give and take, which works, like we discussed, and it came out to be a 1 penny more, and it's yes mishtos, the advice says the whole thing is bottom. Why? Because a shtus, that category is willing to be merkel. Yes mishtos, I never was willing to be merkel. Just like by pokh mishtos is a full mechila, but once it's a shtus, you have to be maxed with a full shtus. You don't just max with that last pruta. So too, if I was merkel a shtus, yes mishtos is going to be a bit omega. And that won't work like that shita. I should mention on a side note that the Machabit says that a person, when he's Mecha Klit HaShmishai, he would not eat Lilo Hibaloi B'damam Lo Yoi Mecha Klit HaShmishai. You run into a risk. You have to know the case. If it has to be talking about a case, L'Chayro, that the seller, something was mentioned this, that the seller was willing to, that the Baal Bais was willing to sell it. Just you know that he's only willing to sell it for a higher price because he has an attachment to this kafis. But let's say you'll have a case that the person's not willing to sell the item, and you go over to him and you pay him more to convince him to sell the item, you are going to be able to lay sachmarit according to the Sefer Charedim. It's not Pasha, but the Charedim is Mavu, he says in Mavush, that if you overpay and that convinces, it's just like the Rambam says, the Hibbol of Reim, Maftel of Reim, you get people, relatives, whoever it is, friends, to convince the seller to sell is Isov like Sachmarit. So too, if you go over to somebody and you convince him with money, you convince him with a higher price, with bait, that would also be able like Sachmarit. That's what the Sefer Charedim says. Others say it as well, Sushtukum HaShmois in the Chashukin as well. But, so obviously we must be talking about where the seller was willing to sell it, but we know he's only willing to sell it at a higher price. Any questions?
Why do you apply the klal
with
the
Yerushalayim?
Whenever you say
stam
and then he says yish,
so
you pass
on. And a chanami, like the machabi, if you have a stam bakakak maybe the machabi means to pass, and that's kaf at a shtos. But since there is a machlek as yishenim,
you don't get it from kaf passes
like the first. No, I'm saying, lechay you should have stam bakakak yishenim, and he would want to pass on the first shita. But since it's a machlek as yishenim, the achrayim say that since it's a sveka dedina, you have a right to taina kimli. The guy in the sector says it, but I think, one second. You have to know when the Machabe says that, it means a halacha, yes, although the Machabe did bring down a Yesh Chokim. But there are a lot of people who say that it's a Bach, a Be'agoylo, a lot of people, Knesset HaGedoylo, they all say, it means people who lived after the Machabe say that it's a Seker Dedino and En Lo Yitzim Yad HaMokzek. So even though maybe the Machabe would have passed on like that, but we do not. No, you have to see how the Akhrenim is the Machava, what they do. In this case, you have the Akhrenim say it's a Sfeka Dedino. Let's try to chapter around one more Sif. Had he not paid yet, then yes, the Lokeach, and it would be Yais Mishtos, Lokeach would be a Moksek, and he could say, I want to pass them like the first Shita, that only up to Shtos was a built in tonight, but Yais Mishtos not, and therefore I want to tie in a bit of Mekach. And give back the Chavit and not pay. And a Hanami. Let's cover one more sif. It's a sif we discussed once before. I think you raised the Shiloh Amon on it. Moichav alokeh shenisratu ligma hamekach sif chafei. If a seller and a buyer would like shenisratu ligma hamekach apishumus levi, they're trying to negotiate back and forth and they can't come to an agreement, and they decide, you know what, whatever levi, this third party, says, he's a baki, whatever he says, that's what the deal will be. Misham oisei besach yidua, and levi shuts it up, it was a chvez 100. Venimtza sheyesh bayano, and levi made a mistake, yesh bay din ono, there will be a din ono. And it's, and the Mefarshim say it could be that the din ono even if the Sheik Kadesh Yala Taga, because they had a right to rely on Levi's opinion. Normally the Sheik Kadesh Yala Taga, till I bring the Taga, if I get, the whole field was built in on this Taga of Levi, and Levi made a mistake, yesh be din ono. V'miyev shalakza ono, but if you can't get back the ono, k'gon sh'olak ha-ma'ana l'darkoi, the ma'ana was already gone, fly by night, then im Levi hu Taga u'baki b'shumo. Then, if a Levi was a baki b'shuma, like kibos chayal shuma, he's only a shem achinim, then he'll be pata. But if Levi gave an opinion and you paid him for his opinion, then he's like a shem asacha and he's responsible for his opinion, and you could be mechayiv him. That means if the mana disappeared and I want to get back my money from the mana, but he's not around, I'm allowed to mun Levi for giving me this opinion because I paid him and he's a shem asacha. Or if I did not pay him and he's only shem achinim, but he's not a baki and he pretended to be a baki, he came out and said, yeah, sure, that's only worth $100, and he really doesn't know what he's talking about or not enough, and he was pesheya, then I'd be mechayiv him as well. He's like a regular dinner shem achinim. Was Peshaya, I can go after him. So someone gives approvals in the. Sorry? If he's a Baki, we assume that he made a legitimate mistake. For some reason, given his Bikias, for some reason he still made a mistake, so he's an Oinus. He's not a Peshaya. He's like an Oinus, can then get Deva Vaveda, but he's not a Peshaya. If you pay him, then he's Taka responsible, because he's a Shem Besachas Chai for Gneva Vaveda. So appraisers are in a predicament. You could be, it's like malpractice for doctors. You have to have a malpractice for appraisers, and they're going to get into trouble. They will be responsible. But if the seller is around, I have a right to go back to the Ma'ana and claim a Bitu Mekach or no, whatever it is, because we just decided to go on Levi, but I was never Moichu you. It doesn't belie. See, we had a halakha before, like I mentioned. If I make up with you, I'm being meichel. If you overcharge me, I'm an asset, and you have to be meichel if I overcharge you, then in a kind there wouldn't be oh no. Here, that wasn't the case. It wasn't shot, I was trying to take advantage of you, and you're trying to take advantage of me. We thought that Levi's going to know the fair price, and therefore we want to settle and whatever the price he says. And therefore I never entertained I was being man and you never entertained you being man and me. You don't have that svara. And it blives, at best it could be is general clouds like the Rosh of Amnash in Lokalai or no. That whatever lady says, that, and that's not going to work. Because you can't have Amnash in Lokalai or no. That doesn't work. That's a layod of the makam. And therefore there will be still a din or no. So that's what I'm trying to say, because still I feel that this Levi, even if he's not a Baki, I feel that Levi is going to give a fair price. He might not be the Baki to absolve him of his achrayis if he makes a mistake, but we obviously picked him because we think Eve, we think he knows what he's doing. Sorry?
It's not a bucky, then it's basically one of Machmiya.
But I never thought I was taking it. We didn't choose Levi because we were trying to take a gamble that hopefully Levi. So arbitration, when you go to an arbitration, you think the guy is going to take advantage, or you think the guy is going to give a fair opinion? So you think that he's going to assess Kafi is the idea, it's a fair price. But I never went in to try to take advantage of you. You never went in to try to take advantage of me. And therefore, there wasn't this built-in mechila. It's only a general haskama. Whatever he says will go. So just like I make a general haskama, I'm not sure the kala I know doesn't work as a yada demokal. Here certainly was a yada demokal. I never entertained that I was overcharging. I never took it seriously. And therefore, there'll still be a din or no.
If
he wouldn't be a baki, then maybe, if we all know that he's not a baki, maybe then I'll be mechuyev of a kadesh yal adaga, because I had no right to rely on Levi, maybe. But, what? Yeah, that's a good challenge. Unless he had no one to go to or whatever, but minastam, yeah, they're talking about a case of Pashas, he has some degree of bikiyas. He might not be a baki, that he has a halacha, that he's not a pesheya, but he has obviously some degree of bikiyas, because they didn't come to me, they didn't come to you. I went in for a reason.
What type of baki you need to pesheya? Do you need a split baki now?
doesn't say, because the Loshon says, yeah, Latago or Baki. If I say either one is good enough, you got a Baki or someone who's a Tago, who should be a Baki. What degree of Bekis, it doesn't say. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.